No one masters a skill without mistakes, but when you're a healthcare provider, screw-ups can be deadly. In 2016, the National Academy of Sciences said every year up to 30,000 civilian and military deaths in trauma patients could be prevented if the injured people had received optimal care. A new video game developed by a critical care doctor at the University of Pittsburgh aims to help emergency medicine physicians build trauma expertise in a low-stakes environment. As part of our Bridges to Health initiative, 90.5 WESA's Sarah Bowden reports.
The video game Night Shift isn't super flashy. Think mid-80s Nintendo. But the story's very Grey's Anatomy. It stars Andy Jordan, a young emergency department doctor who favors V-neck shirts. Andy spends the game trying to solve a mystery surrounding his grandfather, while also treating trauma patients, such as Stephen, who has just arrived at the hospital with a gunshot wound.
We intubated him. We're gonna put in large bore IVs. We're gonna give him a couple liters of fluid.
UPMC critical care doctor Deepika Mohan designed Night Shift with Pittsburgh-based Shell Games. It's geared towards improving the triage skills of emergency department doctors.
And then we're gonna give him some blood. We're going to tell the nurse to go get me as much blood as they'll give me from the blood bank. We saved him. Yay.
Mohan says she got the idea from research showing people learn through stories. In fact, during pre-testing, she found the game's clinical lessons resonated more strongly the more people identified with Andy. The plot with the grandfather fleshes out Andy's character, which makes it easier to empathize with him.
So it turns out there was a military base in the town, and you learn that his grandfather worked for the military for a while. It was all very hush-hush. Mm. Oh, yeah, very exciting.
To test its effectiveness, Mohan compared physicians who played Night Shift to those who studied traditional educational materials on triage. She found that 6 months after these enrichments, when both groups participated in a simulation, the group that did the traditional education was 17% more likely to underestimate the seriousness of a patient's injury or illness. Dr. Megan Ranney directs the Emergency Digital Health Innovation Program at Brown University's Elbert Medical School in Providence, Rhode Island.
Well, my eyes kind of lit up at this, and the idea that this could supplement our residents' education in a variety of ways, not just for trauma.
She says since most triage is performed by nurses or emergency medical services workers, physicians might be the wrong audience for Night Shift. But based on the results of Mohan's study, Ranny's excited by the possibility of video games. For example, she thinks games could help young doctors hone their medical judgment, especially because residency programs now limit the hours someone can work.
Our trainees are having less time in the clinical environment, and particularly for some rare diseases or rare procedures, those duty hour restrictions mean they may not be seeing as many cases as they would have back in the days when we worked 120-hour weeks as residents.
Night Shift still has a few kinks. Physicians who played reported the game was buggy, which made it annoying as opposed to fun. And the jury's still out on whether it helps doctors treat real people or if the game's success is limited to training simulations. I'm Sarah Bowden, 90.5 WESA News.
WESA's Bridges to Health covers the well-being of Pennsylvanians and is funded by the Jewish Healthcare Foundation. WESA also receives funding from UPMC.